Welcome to the Henner Joyce Jaws for Windows Basic Training Tapes. My name is Eric Damery. This is training tape number one. These tapes are tone indexed. You can fast forward to the first beep. Please note that the topics covered on this Jaws for Windows Basic Training Tape are applicable to both versions 3.0 and 3.2 of Jaws for Windows. Refer to your Jaws for Windows 3.2 installation and upgrade tape and the What's New section in the Jaws Help menu for information on enhancements and improvements specific to Jaws for Windows version 3.2. The table of contents for tape one follows. Beep one, starting Jaws for Windows, and an introduction to the Insert F1 help, also adjusting the rate of speech. Beep two, exiting Windows applications and exiting Windows. Beep three, the Jaws for Windows desktop layout for screen reading of character, words, and lines. Beep four, the Jaws for Windows keyboard help and additional screen reading commands. Table of contents for side two. Beep one, continuing the keyboard help and additional screen reading commands. Beep two, screen reading commands for the laptop layout. Beep three, differences between Jaws keystrokes and Windows keystrokes. Beep four, selecting text in a word processing program. Beep five, a review of selecting text and the keystrokes to do it. Beep six, the desktop view for Windows 95 and NT. Beep seven, the basic Windows controls. And beep eight, contact information for Henter Joyce. At this point, we should have Windows 95 or Windows NT 4.0 operating systems installed, and you should have Jaws for Windows installed in the computer as well, along with a synthesizer. I'm sitting on the desktop, and Jaws is not currently loaded. I'm going to walk through the keystrokes to get it started. To begin with, I'd like to do a Control Escape, which will activate the Start menu in Windows 95 or in NT. So holding down the Control key, either one, and then tapping the Escape key accesses my Start menu. And that will happen wherever you are. So even if you were in a word processing program, at any time you can do a Control Escape and you'll get the Start menu. The next keystroke I want to do is R for Run, which brings up a dialog box called the Run Dialog, where I can type in the path or the command line to execute an application. Next, I'm going to type in the path to Jaws for Windows. Now, if you've installed Jaws for Windows with our recommendations, it should be sitting in a directory called JFW30. If that's the case, we just type it in. If you've installed to a different directory, please adjust your path to meet the directory that you've installed with. But here goes, I type in C:\JFW30\JFW, and then press Enter.
Jaws for Windows is ready. For screen-sensitive help, press Insert+F1. For Jaws help keys or help in dialog boxes, press Insert+H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert+W. Taskbar.
And Jaws for Windows started up. And when Jaws starts, you get a message each time. It's called our auto start message that kind of gives you some pointers about some of the hotkeys to remind you of things, such as Insert F1. This is a Jaws screen sensitive help message that can be very, very useful for new users and experienced users as well in learning basic things about the Windows environment and how you might want to react in certain situations, and maybe some pointers about Jaws there. Now, before we get into the Insert F1, I'd like to take just a couple of moments, go into the Jaws window, and show you how to adjust the rate of speech. Now, Jaws is already running, or it should be. I want you to hold down the Alt key just left of the spacebar. While you're holding it, hit the Tab key.
Jaws.
And then you should hear Jaws. When you hear that, you release the Alt key.
Jaws.
Now, if you had held down the Alt key and hit Tab and heard some other application name, Instead of releasing the Alt key, tap the Tab key a second time, or a third, whatever it takes. Eventually you'll find JAWS. Alt-Tab is used to cycle between running applications. But if you've been with me here since we started, it's probably the only thing running and you found it the first time. In the JAWS menu, we're going to go to the Voice menu. To do that, I want you to tap the Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
And it says menu bar, file. Now I just pushed it down and released it. Now hit the letter V, as in voices.
V, menu active, voices, global dot dot dot.
And you should have heard global dot dot dot. Press enter.
Leaving menus, global voice settings dialog, volume colon 75 scroll bar.
And we landed in what's called a dialog box, and we'll be getting into all of this as we proceed through the tapes. For the time being, let's just go in and adjust the rate. Hit the Tab key one time.
Rate colon 250 scroll bar.
And you should have heard something similar to that. If you're running the DeckTalk software or DeckTalk hardware synthesizers, as I am, you probably heard rate 250. If you've got a different synthesizer, you may have heard some other number, depending on how many increments are available to adjust in that synthesizer. And to change this, I want you to use your left or right arrow, left to slow it down, right arrow to speed it up. If you are using the DeckTalk, you can use page up and page down instead, and it will jump in bigger increments. So if I hit the left arrow,
249, 248, 247,
it goes one increment at a time. But if I hit the page up key,
page up, 190.
It really moves in chunks.
Page up, 133.
And then I can fine-tune it with my arrow keys.
134, 135.
So experiment around a little bit with that. Find something that's comfortable for you, and then just press enter. When I'm going to do a page down, it will move actually back to the increment where I was set at 250. And I'll save mine there. But you set yours the way it's comfortable for you to hear.
Page down. 192. Page down. 249.
And I'll hit the right arrow one more.
250.
And I'll press enter. And it will save it right there. Now, if you messed it up and you're not sure how to fix it, press escape instead of enter. And that won't save the change. So it'll go right back to the original setting.
Enter.
Once you've pressed enter, you actually land back on the JAWS window. You should be all set now with your rate. If it didn't work out for you, back up the tape, go back through it, get the rate set so it's comfortable for you. You can always come back and increase it later. Now at this point, I'd like to take our focus from the JAWS window and move it back to the Start button. To do this, hold down your Control key and tap the Escape key.
Start menu, Program submenu.
Now just tap the Escape key by itself.
Leaving menus, Start button.
And you should land right there on the Start button. Well, let's take a look at this Insert F1. Now, first of all, we're going to talk just quickly about the numeric keypad, because that's where there's an Insert key located, and that's the one I'm going to refer to. That's the one I'd like you to start using as we move through the tapes. Now, I'm on a desktop keyboard, the 101 type, and numeric keypad is to the far right-hand side of the keyboard. It has quite a few keys on it, about 15, and on the top left-hand corner, there's one called a numlock key. The numlock key is a toggle, and it turns the numeric keypad on or off. It makes it a numeric keypad when it's on, and when it's off, when JAWS is loaded, it becomes our speech pad. So I press numlock.
Numlock on. Numlock off. Numlock on. Numlock off.
See, each time I press it, it changes the condition, and JAWS tells me which state it's in. So I'd like you to press numlock. Make sure it says numlock off. Now the insert key, or zero, is at the bottom left-hand corner, and it's a large rectangular-shaped key. And when I hold that down and press my F1.
This is the start button. Press enter to open the start menu. Items in the start menu are used to launch applications, or tap to move to the taskbar. You can use Control plus Escape to activate this menu at any time.
Okay, it told us several things there. First of all, we can just press enter on it and it will activate the start menu. And it said you can launch applications from the start menu, and that's the process we'll go through. It also, at the end, mentioned that you can use Control plus Escape to access this at any time in Windows. And at the beginning of this section, that's exactly what we did. We accessed the start menu and chose the Run dialog and then typed in the command line for JFW, and we had used Control Escape to do that. Let's just press Enter on the Start button, and we'll open the Start menu.
Enter. Start menu. Program submenu.
Okay, a menu became activated, and the first item on this menu became highlighted. Now, that's a JAWS feature in beginner mode that we want that first item highlighted because that's probably where you want to begin. And in my case, it's the Programs choice, and it has what's called a submenu, and we'll go over this in just a moment. Now, on your computer, you may not have heard Programs. There may be something else in your start menu above that choice, but Programs will be located in there, and I'd like you at this time to arrow up or down until you find Programs, and you should hear submenu. Now, on this choice, I'm just going to press Enter, and it will open up what's called a additional menu or the submenu under Programs.
Enter. Accessories submenu.
And in this menu choice, the first thing happens to be accessories. This would probably be true on your computer. If it's not, you'll find accessories in there. You can arrow around until you land on it. Now, as I move up and down through this menu, press the up or down arrow key.
TikTok the fifth 4.40 submenu. Eloquence submenu. JFW submenu.
See, things get installed into my computer and they end up as choices in the menu system. So when you install a software program, it generally puts itself inside your menu system here under the start menu someplace, usually in Programs. And that's a place where you can go to find the application and execute it, like a word processing program, or JAWS for Windows in this case, or the Internet. Now, there are other ways to access these applications, but this is a good place to begin, a good place to learn how to find these programs. You can always count on it, and since you can always get to the Start menu at any time with Control Escape, it's a good place to know. Well, let's go back up to Accessories.
Eloquence submenu. TikTok the fifth 4.40 submenu. Accessories submenu.
And I'm going to enter on this submenu.
Enter. Games submenu.
Games, and inside this menu choice under accessories, there's another thing called WordPad. Now, WordPad on my computer, I know, is the only item in this particular submenu that begins with the letter W. And the first letter of the choice is like a hotkey. So instead of having to arrow through the menu to find WordPad, which I could do, and then press Enter, I can just hit the first letter, and it will move right to that item. And if it's the only item in this particular menu choice that begins with that letter, it'll execute that choice as well. And that's what I'm going to do here. I'll hit the letter W.
W. Leaving menus. Document-WordPad. Edit.
And I landed right in a word processing program called WordPad. And it said Edit, because I'm in the Edit field of the word processing program, where I can begin typing. Okay, before we do get into the JAWS screen reading commands and some basic typing, I'd like to take a moment and go back through the process of how do we get out of the Windows 95 or Windows NT operating systems. How do we shut down the computer? Because as you move through the basic training tapes, you may want to stop periodically and then come back to the computer later on. So it's important for you to understand how to exit applications and shut down your computer and then get it started again. So we'll go through that process here. Okay, if I do an Insert T, I hold down that Insert key and press the letter T.
Title equals Document-WordPad.
JAWS for Windows announces the title of the application or where I'm sitting at this moment, and I'm still sitting in WordPad, which was where I left off at the end of the last section. To exit a program, as in most Windows applications, you can simply hold down your Alt key, either one, there to the left and right of the spacebar generally, and press F4, the function key F4.
All F4.
And you press those at the same time, and whatever application you were in will exit. Now, if you had typed some material while you were sitting there in WordPad, you probably got a message that popped up on the screen and said, do you want to save the changes to this document? And it had a yes button or a no button or an okay or a cancel. If that was the case, you can simply say N for no, and it will exit WordPad and it won't try and save it. If you choose yes, you'll land in another dialog box and it's going to want to try and ask you to give it a file name. And if you're just getting started, why don't we just bypass that for now? Press Escape and then Alt-F4 and choose N for no, and you should land right back on the desktop where I did. Now, I want to show you how to shut down Windows 95 or NT. You wouldn't have necessarily had to close your applications that you had running, but if you'd done some work, you wouldn't have been able to exit until you told it if you wanted to save it or not. It's usually good to shut those applications down first. But don't shut JAWS down. Let's keep that running. To exit Windows 95 or Windows NT, hold down the Control key and press Escape.
Start menu. Program submenu.
And at the bottom of this Start menu, we'll find a choice called Shut Down.
Document submenu.
And I'm going to press down arrow until I find it.
Settings submenu. Find submenu. Help. Run dot dot dot. Suspend. Shut down dot dot dot.
Shut down dot dot dot. Now the dot 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 indicates that you're going to land in what's called a dialog box. That's a communication tool used by Windows applications for the application to talk to the user. And we'll see how that works. I press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Shut down Windows dialog. Are you sure you want a colon? Shut down the computer. Radio button checked. 1 of 4.
Said a lot of things there. It said shut down Windows dialog. See? JAWS tells you that, hey, you just landed in a dialog box. The application's trying to talk to you. And then in this dialog box, it asks me the question, are you sure that you want to shut down the computer? If that's what we're trying to accomplish, we just press Enter here, and it'll shut itself down. We usually wait 5 or 10 seconds, let the hard drive stop spinning, and turn off the computer at that point. When you come back, turn it on, you'll land back in the Windows 95 or Windows NT desktop. Then we can go through that process of starting JAWS again with Control Escape and R and typing the path. Now, I don't want to actually exit right here. I'm going to press Escape. See, if you land in a dialog box and that's not necessarily where you're meant to get to, generally you press Escape, and it's the same thing as choosing Cancel, which would be one of the choices usually. So when I pressed Escape, that dialog box disappears from the screen. To this point in the tape, I've introduced you to Insert F1, which is a very useful screen-sensitive help message from JAWS for Windows, and I've introduced you to Insert T, which read the window title. The rest of the keyboard commands that we've done have all been Windows keyboard commands. These things work whether JAWS was loaded or not, and that is usually the case when you're running most applications that they have keyboard commands that you can do, and JAWS should generally speak the proper information when you do those keystrokes. But there's always the need to have some sort of screen reading command so that you can go and look at information in detail. And that's what we want to get in and start looking at and find out how do we start learning some of these different keystrokes. So let's go back into a word processing program where we can experiment with some text and see how we can read text in detail. I'm going to walk back through the steps that I used earlier to get into the WordPad application. I do a Control Escape for the Start menu.
Start menu. Program submenu.
Find Programs, which I landed on, and press Enter. If you didn't find Programs, you can press your up or down arrow key to get to it.
Enter. Accessories submenu.
And I landed right on the choice Accessories. And again, if you didn't land on that one, use your up and down arrow key. You should find Accessories in there.
Enter. Game submenu.
And I landed on games, and WordPad was one of the choices here. These are alphabetical. And since these menus wrap, when you get to the bottom of a list, you come back to the top, it works the other way, too. So if you were to press up arrow, as a matter of fact, I'll do that. If I press up arrow...
WordPad.
I've moved to the last choice on the list, which happened to be WordPad, and I press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Document-WordPad. Edit.
And we landed in an edit field. Let's take a look at the Insert F1 message here in an edit field and find out what we get.
This is an edit field in which you can type information. Use the left and right arrow keys to move through the entered text. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
As I said, it's an edit place where we can type information, and that's what JAWS recognizes. Well, let's just type in a little bit of information. I think I'll put some text on two different lines. Now you can follow along with my text, or you can put your own in. The first line I'm going to type in is, this is a test of JFW in WordPad.
T-H-I-S.
Notice that my character echoes as I type, because my typing echo is set to that mode. If it was set to Word, you may not have heard anything as you typed, and when you press the space bar, it'll read that word. But mine's set to character, and you might like it that way. If it's not, you can use Insert, the big key on the bottom left of the numeric keypad, and the number 2 on the number row to adjust it. And when I press Insert and hit 2,
Words,
it switches it to Words, then Insert 2 again.
None,
in other words, don't echo anything.
Characters.
And third time I press it, it goes to characters. Those are my three choices, and I'm going to leave it there. And I'll continue. I've typed in this. I hit the space bar.
Space. I. S. Space. A. Space. T. E. S. T. Space. O. F. Space. J. F. W.
Notice the high pitch right there. I held down my shift key and typed the JFW to put them all in caps. And JAWS indicated that those were capitals by increasing the pitch level of my synthesizer. And depending on how your synthesizer is set to indicate a different pitch on capitalization, you may have heard the same thing.
Space. A. N. D. Space. W. O. R. D. P. A. D. Period.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter.
That moves me to my next line. On this line, I'm going to put a little more information, so we'll have a couple of lines of text here so we can move back and forth and see how that works. So why don't I type in that this is the second line.
T-H-I-S space I-S space T-A-E space S-E-C-O-N-D space L-I-N-E period. Enter.
Okay. And we've got a little bit of text, and we'll go through and we'll see how we can, using the numeric keypad, move through the text and control how we read it. Now, in an earlier section, we were talking about Insert F1, and we used the numeric keypad. Let's go back over to it now, and if you didn't go through that first section, I'll kind of cover what we talked about there again. The numeric keypad is located to the right-hand side on a 101 keyboard, or the desktop keyboard, and it's a group of keys, about 15 keys there, and the top left corner is a numlock key, and let's go to that one first. You may want to do this in the future as well. Whenever you turn on your computer, you may find that your numlock key is always in a turned on state, and before you can use your insert key and your speech pad as a speech pad, you have to turn numlock off. So the top left corner, find that key, and when I press it,
numlock on.
Press it again.
Numlock off.
It's either going to be on or off, and I want you to get it turned into the numlock off condition. Okay, now talking about the rest of the numeric keypad, I'd like you to find approximately in the center, there is a key that has a raised bar or dot on it, and that would be the 5. When we're using the speech pad as a speech pad, the numbers don't actually happen, and other things occur. Directly above the 5 is an 8. But it also has an up arrow on it, and that's how it acts when numlock is off. It does an up arrow. So I'll push the 8 right now.
This is the second line.
And I had pressed enter after I typed that line, so I actually moved to a third line. And when I press the up arrow, I move back. And when I press it again, up arrow.
This is a test of JFW and WordPad.
There's that first line of text I typed. Moving down below the 5, coming down 2 keys from the 8, is a 2 or a down arrow. And when I press that...
This is the second line. Blank.
It just moved me down those 2 lines. I pushed it twice. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Up and down arrow will move your cursor, your flashing cursor or insertion point, however we want to refer to this. We'll call it the insertion point. It's where things will happen if we start typing. So the up and down arrow move you between the lines. And notice that when we do move to a line, JAWS gives us an indication of what is on that line. So I'm going to go back up.
This is the second line. This is a test of JFW and WordPad.
And there's the first line. To the left of the 8 is the 7, or home key. And I'm going to push the home key now.
Home.
And that moves my insertion point to the first place on the line, furthest to the left. So it moved me all the way over. And now, coming back down to the 5, the one with the raised dot or bar on it, if I push the 5 all by itself, it reads the first character on the line. So that's a say character. To the right of the 5, there's a right arrow, or a 6. And when I hit this right arrow to the right of the 5,
H,
it moves my insertion point one character to the right, and it speaks the character. Well, let's hit 6 a few more times and just read across this line a character at a time.
I, S, space, I, S, space, A, space, T.
Okay, see how it's giving us our spaces and each character as we go. Now, to the left of the 5 is a 4, or left arrow. Pressing that left arrow, we'll move back to the left the same way we did moving to the right, a character at a time.
Space, A, space, S, I, space, S, I, H, T.
And we're all the way back to the beginning. Now, let's talk about the insert key. This is kind of like a shift key, if you think about it. You know, like when you're typing normally, if you hold down the shift key, it makes that character do something a little different. It makes it type a capital instead of a lowercase. Well, the insert key is a key that we use kind of like a shift key. In other words, if we hold down the insert key, we can make keystrokes do something that they didn't normally do without the insert key. So sitting here on the T of this, if I hold down the insert key and push that 5 at the same time, so hold down the insert with my right thumb and push the 5 down on the numeric keypad or speech pad.
This.
It says the word. So instead of say character, it's say word. Now continuing to hold the insert key down with my right thumb and moving to the right, I'll hit the 6 with the right arrow.
Is. A. Test.
See, it moves us to the right a word at a time instead of a character at a time. And as you probably already guessed, the 4, or left arrow, with the insert key, moves me back to the left.
A. Is. This.
All the way to that first word again. Okay, so let's review. The 5 on the speech pad, when the numlock is turned off, does say character.
T.
And the 6, or right arrow, moves me to the right a character at a time, and the 4 moves me to the left a character at a time. If I do those same keystrokes while I'm holding the insert key down, it does a word, current word, next word, or prior word, depending on which one of those keys I choose. So that's characters and words. Now, how about lines? Now, we saw when we started here that we could use the up arrow or the 8 or the down arrow or the 2 key there to move a line at a time. And when we moved to those lines, they spoke. Let's hit the down arrow or 2 key.
This is the second line.
Now, what if we want to have it read that line a second time? Well, we could hit the up arrow and the down arrow, and we'd come right back to this line, and it would read it. But how about a keystroke to read it? All right, if you hold down your insert key and find your up arrow, or 8, the one above the 5, while holding the insert key down, I'll press that now.
This is the second line.
That reads the current line. I'll do it again. Insert and the up arrow, or 8.
This is the second line.
So instead of doing the up arrow, JAWS knows that that's a saline command. So it just reads the current line that I'm sitting on. I hope we've been going at a good pace for you and you're understanding this and seeing how we're moving around. And if you are, that's great. We're going to keep going here and cover some of these other things that maybe get a little more complicated. And I know at the beginning it can be a lot to remember. Now, if you had any questions or if you don't quite understand that, don't hesitate to stop the tape and back it up and go over it again. Sometimes the second or third time through, it all starts coming together for you. If you feel comfortable with what we've done so far, let's keep going. JAWS keyboard help and additional screen reading commands. Now, as we begin to look at some of these additional screen reading commands, let me introduce you to another tool that JAWS for Windows has. It's called a keyboard help. And this is a mode that we're going to go into. It's a toggle. We toggle in or out of keyboard help mode. And while we're in keyboard help mode, we'll see that as we push keystrokes, we hear what they would normally do for us, but it doesn't actually happen. So it's kind of a way of going through and getting a little description about what is this key for in this situation. To turn on the keyboard help, back on your numeric keypad with the numlock turned off, hold down your insert key, that bottom left key, and go over to the number row up above the letters and find the number 1. It's usually the second key in from the left, up above the Q. And when I hold down the insert and push 1, this is what I get.
Keyboard help on.
You can turn it off again at any time by holding down the insert key and pushing the same key a second time.
Keyboard help off.
Okay, so insert 1 turns on keyboard help, and if it's on, it'll turn it off.
Keyboard help on.
So I want to have keyboard help on. Why don't you do that as well? Moving back over to my numeric keypad, let's find that 5 in the center, the one with the raised bar or dot. And just push the 5 all by itself.
Numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor.
Okay, gave me some information. First of all, it told me numpad 5, told me what key I pushed. And then it said, say character. That's the command, that's what it does. It does a say character when you push it by itself. And then it said at the active cursor, I think. Let's listen to it again.
Numpad 5, say character, says the character at the cursor.
Says the character at the cursor. Okay, let's try one other one here while we're sitting at the 5. Hold down your insert key and push the 5 at the same time.
Insert plus numpad 5. Say word. Say the word at the cursor.
See, JAWS recognized the fact that the insert key was also pushed, so it knows that the 5 is going to do something different, and it gave you the appropriate message. Say word. Well, let's use this keyboard help mode maybe to look at some other keystrokes on the numeric keypad. Let's move up to the 8 and move back over to that 7. Press the 7 all by itself.
Home. JAWS home. Home moves the active cursor to the left edge.
Great. If you come down from the 7, you'll hit the 4, and down one more, you find 1 or end, the END key. Press that.
End. JAWS end. End moves the cursor to the right edge.
Moves it to the right edge. That's kind of logical. Going back up to the top row, I'll move over to the right, past the 8 to the 9.
Page up. JAWS page up. Page up moves the JAWS cursor to the top or PC cursor to the prior page.
And coming down, I find the 3, page down key. It's down below the 6 or right arrow.
Page down. JAWS page down. Page down moves the JAWS cursor to the bottom or PC cursor to the next page.
Now these keystrokes, they'll do things different if we hold down the insert key as well. I'm going to go back up to that 7 and do an insert at the same time. Hold down the insert key with my right thumb and press the home or 7 key.
Insert plus home. Say to cursor. Read text up to the cursor.
Say to cursor. See, if you press home all by itself, it moves your cursor from wherever it is on a line back to the beginning of the line. If you press insert 7, it looks from wherever you are, it looks all the way back to the beginning of that line, and it reads all the text up into the point that you're sitting. That was insert 7, and we already learned earlier, insert 8 reads the whole line that we're sitting on with the insertion point. How about insert 9 to the right of the 8?
Insert plus page up. Save from cursor. Reads from the cursor to end of line.
So you see how those three work in conjunction with the insert key. Insert 8 doesn't say line. Insert 7 reads the line that we're on, but only up to the cursor from the beginning of the line. And insert 9 says read from wherever I am to the end of the line. So they're all associated with reading the current line that you're on. Now there's other keys too. Let's go to the right-hand side of the numeric keypad. Go to the top. That's a minus key. It's a small square key, and it's a minus key. And if we push it...
Numpad minus. Jaws cursor. Turns on the Jaws cursor.
That turns on the Jaws cursor. We haven't talked about the Jaws cursor yet, and we'll come back to that later. Moving down, we have a big rectangular key.
Numpad plus. PC cursor. Turns on the PC cursor.
Turns on the PC cursor. Now, we've been talking about the insertion point. Well, that's the PC cursor. Below the PC cursor, there's another rectangular big key. If you press that...
Num enter.
It just says num enter. See, that's an enter key. There's two enter keys on your keyboard. You have a big one to the right of your letters, and you've got the big enter key on the numeric keypad as well. At the top row again, moving to the left of where that minus or Jaws cursor key was, you have two other keys in the middle between numlock and the minus. One is a slash, one is a star, and if you push those, you'll find out the one on the left is the left mouse button, the one on the right is the right mouse button. I'll do the left first.
Numpad slash, left mouse button, same as clicking the left mouse button.
And the one to the right?
Numpad star, right mouse button, same as clicking the right mouse button.
Okay, and we'll talk more about those as well later. Now, if you do the insert key with the mouse buttons, with the Jaws, or with the PC, you'll hear some other messages, and they'll be talked about later in the tapes as well. They're not really necessary for some of the basic screen reading that we're learning right now, but they'll have impact in other things you do in the Windows environment later on, and we'll cover those things as we move. This is the end of side one. Please fast forward the tape and flip it over for side two.